So in Exodus, we see the first real, we see the first of many times that we'll see the contrast that God puts before the children of Israel. He's in covenant with them. And so you can look at the Old Testament and go, man, he's mad all the time. God is just angry. But that is not the case. If you'll watch it, you'll see that this is true. It'll be borne out. This is the first time he lays it out like this. Here's what's going to happen, guys. You're going to live in peace. You're going to have food. You're going to have prosperity. You're going to have everything that you need, including peace, if you will do the things that I've told you to do. On the other hand, if you don't, havoc is going to be wreaked upon you. And at first, it's just going to be sort of the just payment for what you've done. I mean, you won't have my protection. You'll be out from under my protection, and so it's just going to go the way it goes. But if you continue on, you're going to have me to deal with, because you will have broken the covenant. And if you still continue on, well, to the degree that you want to continue on, the more you will make me your enemy. And that happens over and over and over. And then children of Israel, they don't get it. And reading the Old Testament like this, you can go, man, if I had God speaking like this through some kind of prophet or something, or, you know, these signs and wonders or whatever, I wouldn't be that stupid. I'd just obey. And every year that I go through this, I sort of get that in the back of my mind, that sort of little, I don't know, that little bit of pride. But the reality is, God is all around us. Probably has never been more available to us than ever before because of technology and all kinds of other things. And we as believers have never been more available to each other in our growth and in our walk. And yet, we're guilty of the same thing. God can move in a mighty way in our lives. A week later, we can sort of not even remember that it happened. A week after that, we can question whether it was really God at all. And we sort of live with this dull agnosticism. It's one of the reasons that I recommend journaling a lot. And I'm not a journaler, but I journal and have been for years now. Because it's easy to forget. It's easy to forget the things that the Lord says. It's easy to forget the things that the Lord does. And there is no reference point if you can't look back at God's faithfulness throughout your life. I've also fully come to believe that we have to stay active. It is no longer enough to just learn nice principles and have sort of a tool chest of things to draw on as little anecdotes. As we completed last year, those of you who went through last year, you'll know this, but we completed the year sort of strong. We committed to finishing strong, and it really seemed like, okay, this is it. We've gone through this for a number of years now. The sort of sitting here and drinking in the good news isn't enough anymore. We've done this, and we have to continue to do it every day. We feast on the word, but it's no longer enough to just eat the word and be fat as believers. We must live this lean, strong warriors of the kingdom. And so to live it, we have to live it. So I have to raise my hand and say I'm as guilty as the children of Israel, if not far more than anything they ever did, from idol worship on down. And this little false pride we get that we would never do that if we had the cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night to guide us. That's no good, because we do. In so many ways, God is speaking in so many ways. And if we can look back over our lives, we will see the finger of his providence and his sovereignty all over each day and month and year. So this year may be about releasing and completing, but it is also about standing up and living this.